NorthernMichiganRV.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show here on this Monday, January 13th, 2025 edition. I want to ask you guys, and I know many of you have done this already, but I'm heading out to the post office. And I would love to mail you today or tomorrow, if you hear this show tomorrow morning roughly at about 8:35, a rear window sticker for your vehicle. The Nielsen ratings have started for January, February, March, and we need people to be made aware of this radio station. The radio station invested in 1,000 of these rear window stickers, and we need them on vehicles, not in the box here at the office. We're not asking for donations, although some of you have gone to yourdefendingfathers.com, made a small donation, $5-$10 for the postage, the shipping, the cost. I appreciate that. But we're willing to eat all of that if you would do us a favor. We need you to text me on my phone at 231-360-5140. Text me your name, your mailing address, either your home or your business, and how many rear window stickers you can put on your vehicle. By doing that, people will see 97.7 in our listening area. As a result, they may change the channel on their radio station and listen. Now, they might not be listening from 9 to noon during this show, but they might be listening during the music. The age demographics that we are appealing to, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60-year-olds, we're not catering to the kids. We're not catering to necessarily just country music. We're catering to people who want to listen to the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 WCHY Sheboygan. By seeing the sticker, they might check it out. As a result, if they get surveyed by text messages or email, or maybe perhaps even a phone call, by the Nielsen's rating company, they may mention 97.7 because it's top of mind. They saw the sticker, they checked it out, they thought about it, and might give us a shout out on the Nielsen's rating. In doing that, that will help us get new sponsors, regional sponsors, local sponsors, as well as possibly even national sponsors. And we need to do this. The radio station has got to get new sponsors to generate new revenue to pay the bills at the radio station, and we need your help. So if you could please text me your name, your address, and how many stickers you need and can use to get on vehicles, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Jeff says, I got one on my truck for a year now. How's it holding up, Jeff? Just want to make sure. We paid a pretty good amount of money for those. They're supposed to stay through car washes. Just want to make sure it still looks good. And if you have any friends that you can get the stickers on, text me how many you need and your address again. Let's see, do I have you in my phone? No, I don't have your street address. So text me your street address and how many stickers you can get out for us. We greatly appreciate it. Says it still looks good. Excellent. Good, good, good. In doing this, folks, you'll help us this year as we head into 2026, the next election year. We will get new sponsors. We greatly appreciate it. Okay, great. Jeff, I got it. How many would you like me to send to you? One of the things that we're looking at here, folks, is the process of Lansing. The process of Lansing and what is going to happen now that the Republicans have the majority. They're going to have to work together. That's the bottom line. And I believe Governor Gretchen Whitmer at the state address is going to exactly say that. Now that they have the majority, they have to work together, or basically she's done as far as being an effective governor heading into the last 2 years of her governorship. At the federal level, in Washington, D.C., U.S. Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana, he did a floor speech the other day that I could not believe what I was hearing. At the federal level, the governor of all the states are going to be put on constructive notice that things are going to change in Washington that could affect state government. What is part of this? Government efficiency and spending. At the federal level, they're looking at changes and reforms to the Pentagon, the budget for the military, the defense of our country, getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse, getting it so that the audit, the financial audit of the budget, can pass muster. The last 9 audits of the Pentagon budgets, they got an F. That's how bad it is at the Pentagon. Another targeted area that they're looking at is the Department of Education. That's going to affect state governments tremendously. But one of the biggest reforms that Senator John Kennedy was talking about, not only are dead people voting in America, dead people are cashing checks. What? What are you talking about? Well, according to him, 6.5 million people are 112 years old and older, and they are getting checks from the federal government, and those checks are being cashed. I got a very simple question. Do any of you guys know anybody that's 112 years old? I don't. Neither did U.S. Senator John Kennedy. He said, but 6.5 million of them are cashing checks. Why? Because the Social Security Agency is not sharing its death records with the U.S. Department of Treasury and other governmental agencies. Even though they are supposed to be tracking dead people, they're not sharing the information. As a result, the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. As a result, guess what? 6.5 million people are cashing checks. Many of them dead. So who is actually cashing the checks? Their heirs. The checks are being issued. They're going out in the U.S. mail. Somebody's signing the back of these checks and cashing them. As a result, U.S. Senator Kennedy has sponsored a bill to end this. And now that they have Republican control of the House, the Senate, and President Trump coming into office a week from today, cannot wait for next Monday, January 20th, at 12 noon. When I get off this microphone, I will be watching the inauguration. Well, Kennedy says this is a no-brainer. This is something that absolutely has got to stop, in hopes that they will get it passed in the House, the Senate, and Donald Trump can sign it. No more money to dead people. He said as far as them voting, that has to be handled at the state level. And believe me, some people are doing it at the state and county levels of Michigan. Now, the last part of this is very interesting, because while they need confirmation from the U.S. Senate, many of Donald Trump's cabinet appointments appear that they're going to be going through. A couple of them are going to have a bumpy road. Not going to make Donald Trump very happy. Especially not going to make Elon Musk very happy. And why do I say that? Elon Musk has already said that he will recruit and finance candidates to replace any U.S. congressman or U.S. senator that goes against Donald Trump's agenda in the next election of 2026. Pretty interesting developments going on in Washington, D.C. One of the things that's pretty interesting in all of this, Michigan has a new U.S. Senator, Elisa Slotkin. Being already courted by the Democrats to be a major committee member on many of the Democrat committees that Debbie Stabenow held. It's only one problem. Republicans have control of the Senate, and they are in charge of committee assignments, not Chuck Schumer. So we'll follow that and see what assignments she gets. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The gun doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the gun doctor.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of text messages, housekeeping. Jeff is asking, do we know who Jim Runstad has chosen to be his co-chair? Yes, that was absolutely one of the factors for me personally endorsing him last Friday to be the next chair of the Michigan Republican Party, because Jim Runstad has chosen Bernadette Smith, married to Philip Smith, the black pastor of a church. She's been very, very, very active in the Michigan Republican Party for quite a few years. And I believe that she will be able to go into the black churches of Detroit, Genesee County, Flint area, other black areas of our state, and bring the Republican Party message to them. Jeff says, great. Okay, 100%, he's got my vote. Well, here's the reason why. Long-term relationships is what needs to be done. You don't just parachute into a community on an election year and expect them to vote for your candidate. The Democrats have owned the black vote in Michigan forever. Actually, across the entire country. It's got to stop. And the way it stops is you get a foot in the door with Bernadette Smith and her husband, Philip. You go in and you make your case. You explain to the pastors as well as their congregation what the Republican message is. This is not the establishment Republican message anymore. This party is no longer the William Milliken Party of the 1970s. Not even the John Engler Republicans. It is the Donald Trump Make America Great Again Republican Party. If you just look at the people that are donating to Donald Trump's inauguration for next Monday, I'm talking Hollywood, I'm talking Silicon Valley, I'm talking about Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos of Amazon. I'm talking they are coming to Jesus because they understand what he's going to do. He's got 4 short years. That's it. He knows that next Monday, starting January 20th, he's hitting the ground running. And there's a new sheriff in town. He's not playing games this time. He wants his cabinet approved this week, and he wants to go. Donald Trump is going to have writer's cramp, folks, starting roughly at about 2 o'clock next Monday. He might not even get to the balls on time. He is going to sign so many executive orders, completely undoing all of Joe Biden's executive orders. Whatever Biden did by executive order, Donald Trump can undo. And that's what he's going to do starting this coming Monday, January 20th. There's going to be some huge news coming out of Washington. So, people, you need to understand. You need to understand exactly what's going on. Because if you don't know how this is going to work, you're not going to be able to share it. And this is going to be a new direction for the state party. I believe that Jim and Bernadette will grow the party. They will get donations from the donor class. They will work with the grassroots. They will expand the party. We will get stronger in Michigan. And that is not going to be good news for the Democrats heading into 2026. We're running the commercial for Jim and Bernadette on the station. She says it. We're going to raise the money to help implement Donald Trump's MAGA agenda and defeat the Democrats in 2026. I'm not hearing that from the other candidates. Sorry, guys. This is going to be a grassroots effort at the convention. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be working the floor for him and Bernadette. It's going to be a great team. It's going to be a great effort. And I cannot wait to help them win on February 21st, 22nd, down in Detroit. If you want to hear the interview with Jim Runstead from last Friday, as well as my rant after the interview explaining why I can't support the other candidates, just text me Jim. Text me Jim. And I'll send you the link to the podcast you can click on and listen to the whole thing. I sent it out to a few friends in media. Kyle Malin from MERS News Service went, wow, powerful endorsement. And you really went after a few of the other consultants. I'm sick and tired of these political consultants running this state party. You got to listen to us. Not what the consultants tell them to do, and then kick back 30, 40, 50% to these consultants of our donations. It's got to stop. Well, that's it for today's show. Again, text me Jim, and I'll send you that podcast. Check it out on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Now back to the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a fantastic Monday, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns.